Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update. Now, what in the world's going on? When I left last week, I took a couple days off. Rates were 6.9, now they're 7.1. What's going on? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to get you guys up to date with under less than 10 minutes in this video. So what we're going to talk about in the video is Fed speakers, who's speaking today and this week, and what are they going to say? Okay, we're going to go over that briefly. U.S. debt and why that's a huge concern right now. Not only what you're thinking, there's also people not buying our debt. China, for number one, they're usually the biggest buyers of our national debt. Now they're starting to dissolve themselves of a lot of our debt. That's going to be a big concern when it comes to interest rates. Next thing is mortgage delinquency. Is this as bad as they're saying? You might be surprised. Okay, and last but not least, the last piece of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve needs to fix in the inflation front. We're going to cover that on the end of the video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So the economic calendar we have today, like I said, is completely blank when you see in the Bloomberg calendar. So there's nothing there. So let's get to my in-depth calendar and look what you see. Nothing but Fed speakers, and more Fed speaking. Why am I concerned about that? Well, it's because what speaker is speaking and to whom? Okay, if they're hawkish, they're going to come in and say, we need to just keep raising rates and raising rates. Now, if they're dovish, they're going to say, well, we're okay right now, and the world's actually okay. So it depends on which person is talking. So let's get to the mainstream media and see what's going on. We have rate cuts have more implications than the markets actually anticipate in history. That's coming from Federal Reserve Chairman, Federal Chairman Powell. And then we have Fed Chair Speaker Waller speaking, and the list goes on and on and on. So let's first talk about what he's talking about here. Fed rate cuts have more complications than it's worth. Okay, so here's what they're talking about. Every time the Federal Reserve comes out and says, we're probably going to pivot and reduce rates, what happens? The stock market rallies, Bitcoin rallies, all the investments rally. Well, when they do that, a lot of people feel more wealthy. Okay, you look at your 401k statement or your portfolio and you're like, okay, I did pretty good. So what are we going to do? Continue to save or take a little bit of money off the table and go spend it? Well, that's most likely what people are going to do. So that's a concern of the Federal Reserve when it comes to rate cuts also. And they don't tell you that, but if you read in details over there, that's what you're going to find out. Next thing is Biden signs law to support Ukraine by seizing Russian assets. Now, why is this important? Well, if you go over to this, this now pops up. China sells record sum of U.S. debt amidst signs of diversification. Well, are they diversifying or are they saying, wait a second, folks, you have the U.S. government seizing Russian assets, which are they allowed to do that or not? That's going to go probably to the Supreme Court. But, you know, I know they have issues with us. So at some point, will they basically seize our assets? So maybe we should start selling some of this stuff, or especially our U.S. debt holdings. OK, so here's the ramifications you have at that. If you have the government, which right now is issuing, what, $10 trillion in debt this year, you have $10 trillion in new debt coming to the market. OK, then you have China right here divesting themselves of government securities as well. So you have a record number of debt hitting the market. You have China dumping their stuff into the markets right now. What's going to happen with this stuff? Well, the price of this stuff is going to plummet. Okay, what do we know when prices of a bond, you know, like in this case, plummets? Price of a bond goes down, what happens? The yields go up. That means interest rates in general are going to go up, especially when they're U.S. treasuries. Okay, so that's a huge concern in today's market right now. The next thing is we want to talk about is, are mortgage delinquencies, have they spiked? I mean, this is what we saw in 2008-09. They were absurd. So is it going to happen this time? Well, you have to look at this. Look, and I know people were saying, well, you know, prior to that, they weren't as bad or whatever. We're basically at the lowest levels we've ever had in history. Now, can this last forever? No. But what I want to tell you guys is the shock and awe feature when people are saying, oh, mortgage delinquencies are up 300%, 400%, 500%. You got to put it into context, because a couple of years ago, there was actually a moratorium. You couldn't foreclose on people. Okay, so when you kick the can down the street, just like the federal government does with our deficit, what happens? At some point, you have to deal with it. So, you know, take it for what it's worth, but mortgage delinquency right now isn't a big concern of mine. And most of the people and economists on Wall Street and everybody, they're saying, you know, mortgage delinquencies is probably the least of our worry at this point. Then we go over to this piece of the puzzle. We have right through here, the last leg of inflation fight is to reduce the shelter prices. Okay, so how do you do that? Well, you need more of something. How do you reduce the prices? You have more of it, just like we were talking about the U.S. debt. So let's look at building permits. You can go through here. Builders, they're not very confident about the economy because interest rates stay so high and the affordability, our houses are pretty tough. But let's go over to how many units are being created. So this is where we are right now. Okay, it might seem like kind of high, but look where we came off of. Basically, the lowest piece in history. This is as far back as I can go. So back in this area right here, this is actually catching up to us because we had no construction in these years right through here. And now we have a deficiency. And a lot of people are saying, no, we don't have a deficiency. Folks, we do have a deficiency. So that is the context for today. So let me just sum it up. This week is full of Fed speakers. Okay, there's really nothing on the agenda right now for today. Let's check out the bond market to see how it's doing right now. So we'll go to my nifty-difty bond charts right through here. So when we focus in on mortgage rates, what we focus in on this channel is mortgage bonds. Okay, we don't look at the 10-year treasury. We don't look at, you know, what the federal funds rate is. We want to know truly what's going on with mortgage rates. How do we do that? Well, we pull up a mortgage bond. So this is what's going on right now in the bond market. You can see right through here, MBSs are up 15. What does that mean? Well, it means rates are going to come down just a little bit. So right now, we're probably going to see rates at about 7.05 by the end of the day, maybe even a little bit more. But you can see the trends right through here. What you got to understand is when the price of a bond goes up, the price goes up, yields come down. And that's why I said it was kind of scary over here when you have China divesting themselves of bonds. And then you have the administration actually issuing $10 trillion of bonds. You have a ton of bonds. You have China selling and you have the new debt coming on. How many investors can actually gobble all this stuff up? So that's a big concern of mine right now. But the market seems to just be okay right now. I think we have the Dow Jones as well. Let's check and see where we are at the Dow Jones to see if that market is going okay right now. Let's just pull up CNBC and see what the stock markets, bond markets. So the stock market, Dow Jones is up 63 right now. Everything else is basically flat. We got cryptocurrency. Whew, man. We have Bitcoin almost teetering at $71,000. This is going to make people feel more wealthy. And let's look at the bond market. We have bond prices down as well. Let's check at oil real quick. We have oil down as well. So it looks like a pretty darn good day when it comes to the financials in the U.S., especially with mortgage rates easing just a little bit and oil coming down as well. So not a bad trajectory for the day when it comes to all this information. So now you might ask yourself, Dan, who is this guy that I'm watching? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'm actually a mortgage broker licensed in all 50 states. Now, how many mortgage brokers are licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico? Well, that is me. So I can help you out no matter where. Here's what we do. Okay, so a lot of people, they're out there, they're trying to find the best loan, best rates, the best fees, the best everything. How about if I gave you an option that you could put in one application, one credit pool, and we can analyze your loan with over 30 different lenders. We'll do that for you, and there's no cost to you. That's what we do. And all we ask you to do is put in your application right up through there, and we're going to help you from the date of application to the day you get the keys in your hands. So how do you start with this? Just hit the apply now button up there. You're on your way. But there's one other thing. Up through there, it says grant. What is it? Well, we're going to provide you up to three options of three different grants that are available to you. Now, the reason why we pinpoint these out, there's no paybacks. There's no repercussions. There's nothing. It's virtually free money to you. So check out the grant finder first before you put in your application. Then do that. And then once you finish your application, give us about 24 hours to review it, get back with you, and we'll put together a game plan. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.